How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Thursday, the Thursday before Hoop Fest, on a very windy, kind of cool Monday or Thursday morning.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I noticed that today. I was like, oh boy.
The leaves were rustling.
Rustling leaves with the news.
There's rustling leaves. Oh, on trees.
Yes. I was thinking
leaves on the ground, you know?
I don't know if the leaves on the ground rustle.
Wilson?
Dickerson?
Maybe.
Brand?
So
name
far,
game? Here we go.
So far, so good. Back to you, Steve.
Oh, man.
Come on, Steve.
Come on, Steve.
Don't let us down.
Russell. Kurt Russell.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Russell, is it my turn?
Oh, my turn. Westbrook.
Okay, you just took mine. That's going to hurt.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy, that hurts a lot. Russell from Survivor, Russell Hance.
I like it. I'll take it.
Boy.
I know. It's not that easy.
There's a couple.
All I can think about is Russell Brand.
Yeah, well,
maybe you should have thought
that's going to make you out.
What was your second one, Steve? Your first one?
Kurt Russell.
Mm.
And Russell Wilson.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he's famous, isn't he? How about Bill Russell?
Bill Russell's great, Kevin.
Nice one.
Russell Stover Candies.
Does that count?
Of course it does.
Can he do that?
It's not a person.
How do you know Russell Stover is not a person?
Okay, you know what? That's a great question, Jay. I'm going to look it up right now. Russell Stover.
I mean,
a person. Russell William Stover was an American chemist and entrepreneur, a co-founder with his wife Clara of Russell Stover Candles.
Candies.
Me can't read. I think I need glasses, guys.
Well, you have glasses. What are you doing?
No, they're broken. They've been broken for like 3 weeks now. I need to get new ones. Mm.
Seems like someone's stalling about this Russell situation.
I think.
Oh, no. Yes, I forgot we were playing the game. There's another country singer. There has to be. Russell doesn't seem like that uncommon of a name.
It doesn't, no, huh?
Dylan Russell seems like a good country name.
Russell?
Dylan Russell.
Russell,
I mean, it's not.
The muscle.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Monty Russell Tureski. Friday show.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Which one of those do you think stole it? Lulu Lipsy or Cloud?
Kevin James.
Oh, not Lulu Lipsy. Lulu Lipsy is my favorite doll by far.
Thanks for saying that out loud.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hi, Kevin. Howdy.
What's up?
You know, Jay, I found something that I accidentally did the other day. Uh-huh. I love driving with my window down in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm just in town, so it's real easy.
Oh, sure.
Like,
makes
no
it way better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just drive around. No biggie. And the other day, I accidentally, while driving, had my hand out the window, and I was kind of doing the whooshy thing with your hand where you make little waves or
whatever.
What's
that Keith Urban song where he has his hand out the window?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Oh, come on,
that's
Rick.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have my hand out like that. And I was doing it kind of, but then I saw a car coming, so I kind of was like, eh. But my hand looked like I was waving to the guy.
Days go by.
And he just, days go by. What a jam.
Thank you.
And I had my hand out the window, and this guy kind of looked. And then he looked at me, and he goes, oh.
Did he wave?
I kind of waved. And then I realized, oh, this is too fun in the mornings. So I now, every morning on my way to work, wherever I'm in a situation where I can wave to somebody, I kind of do the, hey, like, hey.
Like your friends wave?
Yeah, like, whoa, hey.
Oh, hey,
I can't believe
fun.
I saw you in traffic.
Yeah.
And because it's early in the morning,
people
wave back.
I would imagine
I think you do that later in the day. They're not, but they give you a confused look for a second, and then they kind of wave the, like, oh, hey.
Kind of mean that you confuse people, but
I do
love the wave.
I'm 3 for 3. Now,
that's
I don't
awesome.
Have a lot of research on this yet, but I would imagine, you know, within the next year, I'll have a lot of research.
Now, you're the reason behind the wave back, you're thinking, is because they're in a better mood in the morning?
I think it's confusion.
Oh, just
overall.
I better wave just in case.
Oh, God. Is it? Wait. Oh, yeah. Hey. Like,
I think that would happen in the afternoon, too. You don't think so?
I don't know, Steve.
People are confused any time of the day.
Well, thanks,
that
Steve.
Is true, but I think there's something different in the morning, and maybe I'm completely wrong about it. But
I think part of it is you're caught off guard. There's less traffic.
Yes.
You know, so it's like not as complicated to see the one person waving. More likely to recognize somebody when there's less traffic, obviously.
That's what it seems like.
Like you're in a neighborhood going down the street and you see somebody waving, you're thinking, that person obviously knows who I am.
Well, yeah, and
but in the middle of the day,
and there's busy traffic or whatever, you're thinking, oh, he wasn't looking at me.
Or he was, he thought I was somebody else.
Right.
Or he was doing something else, not waving.
Like flicking a booger or something?
Yeah.
Hello,
well, people
my
flick
name
boogers
is
all
Producer
day.
Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
And they're confused.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer. Yeah.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Maybe I'll try this out this afternoon, see what happens.
Okay.
Start waving at people. You're actually waving at people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just kind of put your hand up like, hey.
All right.
I guess that's called a wave.
Well, it's...
it really is.
So, you know, I was thinking to myself the other day, I was like, man, I know I booked a dentist appointment or made a dentist appointment for sometime around now. I wonder when that is. And I didn't get like,
oh boy.
I'm like,
that's a tough one. I hate those.
I'm like, do I call over there and be like, hey, what's going on?
Do you guys send texts or like fax?
Yeah, because this is my first time of like,
oh, you don't mess that up.
Yeah.
The
and
second
it's a
time.
Bummer
it's
when they don't send the reminders.
So I got a call yesterday, though, from them. That was like, hey, you have a dentist appointment tomorrow.
Oh.
There you go.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Perfect.
Well, then, did I just think that into existence? Because I was thinking about it 2 days ago.
Well, it's not the internet. You can't, you know, it's like when the internet, you say something out loud. If I say, sponges, now on my phone, there'll be all these, you know, kitchen cleaning sponges that'll come up. It's
right.
Not like that. It's not for the, you don't go dentist. And they just, oh, you have an appointment tomorrow.
True.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Yeah, but it was so weird.
It is weird, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it. I was like,
your subconscious knew.
Yeah. I'm like, I know it's sometime around now. It's gotta
Are you the guy who gets his teeth cleaned, like, religiously, like, on time, perfect, every 6 months or whatever it is?
Yeah, I go a little bit.
That's shocking. How surprised are you, Kevin?
Whatever is recommended, Steve is doing it exactly to the day.
Regardless of what it is.
Yeah, that's true. No, I go a little bit more frequently.
Of course you do. See, if it's 6 months, Steve goes five
that
and a half.
That kind of crazy.
No. Whatever.
I know I only have 1,000 miles on this oil, but I'm going to get it changed.
I want to change. If, you know, 2 or 3 is recommended, 1,000's got to be better.
They're like, you know, you can probably get 5 on this car. I'm going to do 1,000.
Yeah. I do have to go in for an oil change soon, too.
Well, of course you do. I mean, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's coming up on 6 months, so, you know.
Oh, you go. He actually goes by the calendar.
Of course he does, because he's never going to put enough miles on it.
What's wrong with that?
Taking a bus all week, because after driving to Seattle, you're like, oh my God, so many miles.
Right, got to kind of let it catch up.
My favorite thing Steve told me about going to Seattle, Jay, I go, so was it, I mean, did you have fun at the wedding? Because I wanted him to go have fun with his college buddies and, you know, the whole deal. And he's like, yeah, you know, yeah, it was okay. And I go, well, what is the problem, Steve? And he's like, I don't know. It's just a lot. Driving over there and hotel.
A lot of money?
No, just a lot of stuff. I think every bit of it is just a lot. What Steve's realizing is, I would have been happier at home.
Right.
And I don't think you're alone on that, Steve. I think there's a lot of people that way.
Man, adulting is hard. That's all it is.
Well, if you're not used to doing a lot of driving, and you know, then like you said, then I got a hotel. I gotta park the car and get ready, and then I gotta put on nice clothes, and I gotta go to this event. And even though it's fun when you're there, you're still like, this is a lot.
Yeah, and the bummer about that one was
you're stressing me out, Jay.
You didn't go with another friend from college, or you know what I mean. Like you weren't with somebody, so the drive was by yourself, the hotel was by yourself, as far as I know.
Ooh.
And
as far as you know,
yeah. So I mean, that part doesn't make it as
there's no one to commiserate with.
Yeah, if the whole time is like, oh yeah.
No, it was.
Like, I remember
it was good. It was
when
good.
I went to Slim's wedding in Kentucky. It felt like I could have been very same situation, and then Brandon, his. You know, our good friend Brandon Rose was like, yeah, dude, I will hang out with you. We're together the whole time, which made it so much better.
Yeah.
Had a partner in crime.
Right, exactly. And especially on the traveling thing.
Yeah. Although that wasn't, I mean, it wasn't as bad except when I got lost. That was the only thing where I was like, oh, man.
Lost in Seattle?
Yeah.
Is that the follow-up to Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes.
Starring Steve Heskey. Next thing you know, he's down at the pier somewhere late at night. Oh, nope.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Jennifer sums it up. I think I'll end on this one.
Kevin James.
Nothing more honest than kids and yoga pants.
Huh.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Did we already lose him?
I think so.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
He just wandered off. He's like has no concept of time for anybody who doesn't really know Kevin. You know, it's like his concept of time is non-existent. So he and I were talking, having a conversation after we were getting the qualifier, which congratulations to Rhonda. And so he's like, blah, blah, blah. Can we do this? Blah, blah, blah. Sure, we can do it. He walks out and I'm like, he has no concept that we have 2 minutes left.
Oh, he's got an ice tray, though. He's headed back this way.
What the heck? Hey, don't forget you can download the podcast and you can listen back to this and why Kevin's late momentarily. You can check that out. It's 100% free. What are you doing?
Did he wave to someone? Did he get stopped waving?
I don't
know
what he's doing.
What happened?
No, you didn't leave on time.
No, I know. I didn't leave.
You didn't leave on time, sorry. You had 2 minutes left when you left, and then you didn't leave on time.
Yeah, what
also,
happened?
It's 6:33. You know how the clock works.
What do you mean? Well, we were late.
We were late. You were late. That's for sure.
I wasn't looking at the clock. I was looking at how much time you went to commercials.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Wait, so what happened? What were you doing?
If you have to know, Steve, I urinated.
Okay. Can we just say you went to the bathroom?
23 seconds.
Not why you were late.
The average mammal takes. No, and then I...
got an ice tray, apparently.
I got an ice tray, Steve, because... and some water, because a producer doesn't give me water.
Okay.
Even though I've asked time
Not
after time.
Not his job.
Why can't it be?
I've done it several times.
Mm. Yeah, but I...
I've done it several times.
Yeah. You did do it the other day. Why was that?
I don't know, because I was being nice.
You're like, oh, I'll fill your water. I was like, thanks. I now have ice cube tray in here because I am rubbing ice all over my gout wrist. This stupid thing. So I didn't have gout forever.
Yeah.
I was doing great with no gout. No issues.
And again, what is it again? Like some sort of crystallization?
It's the crystallization of in your joints. It's basically...
So it's just really... I mean, it's very painful in your joints.
Like you go into a cave.
Okay.
And there's all the sharp...
stalactites.
Stalactites and stalagmites.
Yeah.
And it's like, imagine if the entire cave is that. but you have to squeeze through it, and it's just poking and jabbing, and I don't know. That's the way I look at it. And so...
I'm sure that's very scientific.
I got it about 2 months ago. I
had Dr. Kevin says.
Flare up. I hadn't had one forever. And then I got one, and I was like, oh, that stinks. Well, my doctor said, well, you know, you haven't been on maintenance medicine for a while. Maybe we should put you back on that. Because she's like, it's just no fun, so let's just put you back on it. I said, okay, cool. And then she said, the only problem is sometimes when you first get back on it, it causes more flare-ups.
Right.
Well, she wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Because I got it in my ankle last week. It's in my wrists.
The
today.
Number of texts that we have that say cherry juice is insane.
Cherry juice. Dude, and I haven't got any cherry juice. I need to get it so bad.
I mean, it's like every time you bring it up, someone, I mean, at least one person will say it.
And she was really nice. She gave me the
cherry
medication
juice? Oh, no.
For an attack. Because there's like maintenance medication that's supposed to keep your uric acid high enough or whatever, or
uric
low
acid.
Enough so that you don't get gout.
Right.
And then there's the medicine that you take when you have an attack.
So basically that's why you were late.
Yeah, I just needed ice cubes. And I will admit, it hurts so bad in my wrist that it makes me walk slower. I feel like it makes me talk slower.
Oh, man, that's not possible.
You know how that
possible.
Is where you have something where it's just like, it just hurts and it makes everything else hurt.
Do you know how to remember stalactite and stalagmite, whichever one is?
Ooh, which one goes up and which one goes down?
Yeah. Do you know it?
Stalactite. I don't remember
Steve,
this.
Steve, do you know it?
I think, isn't stalactite up and down?
Stalactite. They're both up and down.
I was going to say, wait, hold on. Does one
go sideways? Come on, bro.
I don't know.
Stalactite has a T in it for top.
Top.
Stalagmite has a G in it for ground.
Stalactite?
Yeah, actually stalactite is a, I think it's, I don't think it's stalactite. I think it's stalagmite, and the other one is let me look at the spelling.
Wow.
Stalactite.
Oh, okay.
Stalactite. Yeah, that's why.
This is Science with Jay and Kevin. Welcome to summer break, kids. You still got to learn.
Audio Vault quickly here brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market.
Oh, we're still doing that? Okay.
Yeah. I got one for you. The Kelce brothers were talking about meeting royalty.
Yeah.
And how you know. I mean, sometimes you show respect differently. Depending on who you're meeting.
Yeah, it's just weird. I mean, they've met a lot of famous people, but you're meeting the royal family.
Because we weren't at like an official royal event, we didn't need to bow or curtsy. Yeah. But I did still address him as Your Royal Highness.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And I've never felt emasculated.
Dude, honestly, I've never seen you
and
give
I did.
Someone...
That was the closest I've ever been.
I've never seen you give that someone that much respect. You put your beer like 10 feet away from you.
I didn't have it in my teeth when I met him.
That's how you show respect.
Yeah.
The further away, and then I started thinking about it, the further away you put your beer.
That's a sign of respect.
Who knew? I mean, if it's in your hand, you're like, hey, buddy. If it's like at the table right next to you, you're like, good to meet you. But, you know, you're like not really worried about it. But if it's super respectful, you move it even further away so it won't spill.
Yeah, it is a weird thing.
And you don't have it in your teeth.
The royal family.
Yeah, regardless of your opinion of them, it does feel like
absolutely.
You have to move your beer a few feet further.
Well, it's one of those where you want to, I was watching the show We Are Wrexham, and Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney got a chance to meet the king.
Sure.
King Charles. Mm-hmm. So weird.
It is.
But they were like, dude, we want to make sure we do this right, because they were also asking for
absolutely.
Money.
Yeah, it makes so it even different.
They really wanted to do it right. So the etiquette person came in and just told them all the things that they were supposed to do, and it was a lot.
That's a crazy job title.
Do you think there's people who teach etiquette classes around here?
Around here?
Does that exist?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there probably is.
Huh.
Were you signing Kevin up?
Yeah, I think he needs it.
Oh, there's your audio vault.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But here's the thing. If you get into my garage, I'm already in trouble.
Sure.
There's a plenty of stuff to steal.
Kevin James.
There's a plenty of stuff.
There's a plenty of stuff.
Yeah, sure there.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How's your ice? Cold?
It's all in my cup now. I put it all in my insulated mug, Jay.
Nice.
So now I got to go fill this ice tray up.
Oh, boy.
I'll wait for the next break, Steve, okay, to go do that, unless you want to do it.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
How are you at filling ice trays? Because it's one of my least favorite things is when people are bad at it.
I'm a little shaky, but I can do it.
Okay.
That's a shock to all of us that you're shaky.
And I think the main thing is as long as you actually do it. The people who take the ice and they'll leave two little cubes left, it was like, just take the last two and fill it up, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Little baggage claim? Little baggage claim?
Baggage claim. It's time for you.
Baggage claim. You got a lot of luggage in your name.
I don't think we played this with Steve yet, have we?
I don't think so.
I thought we did. Maybe not.
Possibly. I mean, I don't keep track of what we've done in the last 6 months.
I feel like it would only like Steve would be the only one who would know. He would. You and I have played this game many times over the years.
Right.
I don't remember this open, but I feel like we have played it. Maybe with the Friday crew?
No. This one's simple.
The last time we played it was February 6th.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
You get to call up right now and try to decipher whose baggage you have to, you know, you're basically, your baggage claim. You help put the right baggage with the right person, Jay, Kevin, or Steve.
Got it. 509-441-0999. We got some Raptor Reef indoor water park tickets. You know what? Let's give them a choice. You can either qualify for the Ultimate Backyard Summer Giveaway, or you can win yourself a pair of Raptor Reef indoor water park tickets. You just have to decipher which baggage is which. I mean, without looking at the baggage, you know, claim ticket, or without looking at the little tag on the handle.
Right.
You just have to guess which one of us is assigned to which baggage. 509-441-0999 will either qualify you for the Ultimate Backyard Summer Giveaway or give you a pair of tickets to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park at Triple Play. So whichever one you want, you can have. Just figure out. Hi, Roberta.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Everything's going relatively well on your last week of work before retirement?
Oh, yeah.
Roberta, sorry about yesterday and the mix-up. I don't know if it was a
mix-up
necessarily.
Kevin Eugene.
It was just Roberta was offering kindness to me, and I had laid down
for... As she always does.
Yes, and I had laid down for a nap, and I almost never put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
But I was like, dude, I need a nap, and I need 40 minutes.
Got it.
And that's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
I had other stuff to do, and I was just like, Do Not Disturb. Legit 40 minutes. And during that time, Roberta called and said, Kevin, I'm by your house. I'll come pick up your pants and hem them. Because she's so sweet.
Roberta, that's Roberta. A little bit above and beyond the Call of Duty, I would say.
I have a pair of my husband's that I need to hem also, and I'm going to add another pair of his to that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So if Kevin is going to be awake, or this time I will come bang on his door and wake him up, I think he's going to be home. Since I have to hem pants tonight.
That's awesome.
I forgot yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Roberta, I got to see if I can find where my pants are that need hem.
Well, there's that, yeah.
But once I find that, I'll let you know.
All right, Roberta, let's see how you do on the baggage claim. You're very sweet, by the way. That's crazy.
She is so kind.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, would you want to...
Yes, I will read the baggage, and then you will tell us who you think the baggage belongs to.
All righty.
This person buys hats, a lot of hats, but just won't wear them. This person has pictures of an old girlfriend on their phone. And this person will throw out leftovers either way too soon or way, way too late.
All right, Roberta, let's see if you can figure out which bag goes to which person.
Well, I would say hats would probably be you, Jay. I don't ever see you wear them.
That's one for one.
Oh, boy.
Well done.
Last hat you bought, Jay, that you don't wear.
When I was on vacation in Minnesota, I bought one.
Okay.
I wore it like
just recently
for a half an hour, and then I put it in the closet. I was like, I really want to wear it. I have some very cool hats, and then I go, I want to be hat guy.
You just don't wear hats
very
often.
I don't know.
Is that the picture that Denise sent me of you wearing the hat at...
With the Speedo? What? Yeah. The hat and the Speedo. She sent it out to a lot of people. Roberta, you're one for one. Let's see how you do on the next two.
Speedo. I would say Steve is leftovers since he doesn't seem to cook much.
Steve is throwing out food way too soon or way too late. So that would mean you think Kevin has pictures of an old girlfriend on his phone?
Yeah.
Was that the easiest one or the hardest one to get right?
The easiest.
Well, you know, it could have been tricky. That could you see Steve having pictures of a girlfriend on his phone?
Steve? Have a girlfriend? What? What are we talking about?
Roberta!
I'm sorry, Steve. I couldn't help myself.
I'm sorry, Steve, but humor is humor.
It's funny because it's true. Oh.
Three for three, Roberta.
Roberta, you're a champ, and I'll let you know about my pants later.
Kevin Eugene. Okay. I mean, this lady is coming to your house to pick up your pants.
I know.
Get your stuff together, bro.
Wait, do we have to, like, do you have to measure me and stuff?
Yeah, I'd actually like to see you try them on so I can tell how
much.
So
would I.
I can.
Are you going to check my inseam?
Kevin Eugene.
You want a hole in the back. So.
Jay, you want to head over there in your Speedo?